Each generation stands upon the shoulders of its predecessors. We can only go forward if we can look back and see where we have come from. And in engineering, we are prone to forgetting our past as we look to the future.
Over the decades that I've been an engineer, we have grappled with lessons learned, project sheets, corporate amnesia.
HS2 isn't just linking Britain's two biggest cities and supercharging our net zero transport infrastructure. It is spurring an unprecedented boost in innovation in UK engineering. And the legacy of that investment will be felt for generations to come.
I kind of often describe it as the Apollo project. Its real legacy isn't really just building a railway. Its real legacy is allowing us to investigate and think about other things.
There are really good examples of where we're delivering better and well that are coming through the learning legacy.
HS2's new podcast series dives into the story of learning legacy and some of the approaches and innovations developed from the project so far.
Partly why we were eager to write this paper was because when we looked around and there wasn't much information available.
Utilising platforms like Learning Legacy can be so beneficial for different organisations to start their D&I journey and begin embedding good practice into the workforce so that it becomes something that is united.
The whole point about learning is it's continuous.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. For more information on Learning Legacy, visit HS2's Learning Legacy website. Share knowledge, shape the future.